Today's piece is The Fiddle by Ryan Sherlow. Ryan was born in Belfast but came to live in Yorkshire in the 1990s, where he still lives. Ryan is a folk musician who contributes regularly to folk magazines. The piece is read by Donal Cox, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, I'm doing grand, just grand. Thanks for asking. Sure it is. Queer times. But you know, I'm cracking on. It's not like I could get up to much gallivanting even before this lockdown business started. I've been quite busy in the house, you see, with all the bits and bobs needing doing. In the garden as well, especially at this time of year. And I filled that hole in the plaster on the stairs, remember? Never mind. Anyway, get this now. You won't believe it. I've taken up the fiddle. Aye, that's right, the old one you left behind. Of course we kept it. It was sat in the corner of the living room, all looking sorry for itself. Near choked first time I went near it for the dust. I don't know why, really. I thought to pick it up and give it a bit of a wipe. And then I started plucking at the strings. They were black and a bit loose, but they hadn't broken or fallen off. Your mother used to tune it, never played it, mind, but she would keep it in tune. I'd hear her singing the notes, one by one. There was a book for children in the old case, and a little pipe you sort of blew in to get the pitch out, to help you find the notes you need. I couldn't find the bow, mind, so I just sort of kept plucking at it, like a ukulele, up and down. Got a bit of a rhythm going, Johnny Cash style. Anyway, passed the time. Gave it a good going over with the cloth after to get the webs out of the holes. My hands are too large, really. I was just messing about. It's nice to hear it again, just for a few minutes. Reminded me of you. I need to go and have a look up in the attic. You know, the bow might be there. No, we wouldn't have thrown out something like that. Your mother wouldn't let me. Only there's all sorts up there. Clothes, photos, the whole shebang. So I don't really fancy it. Not by myself. You can give me a hand maybe when you come round after all this is over and you're allowed to visit again. Aye, it gets quiet. You hear the odd car and the bin man still going, but there's not a lot else on. The wee shop on the corner's closed, so there's nobody hanging around, nobody traipsing back and forth for their essentials. They used to get the kids on their bicycles, sitting on the garden wall for a chat on their way home from school. And that fellow with his bugger of a wee dog. Remember, I told you about him. Daft as a brush, always yapping outside. Sign in his window saying he's self-isolating now. Hope he's okay. So, yes, it gets quiet. I was thinking, it's nice to have a bit of music around the house, even if I can't really play myself. Not like you could. And I miss your mother singing. Oh, how she used to sing. Just for herself, of course. She didn't much like me hearing her. But she got used to it. Over the years, as you do. She didn't have much choice, little house like this. She'd sing in the living room, and I'd be in the kitchen, putting the kettle on. Sometimes I'd sort of hold back, tapping my foot. I couldn't hear her when the kettle was going, you see. I used to say to her, get yourself down to Shannon's. Do a turn with the young fellas there on a Friday night. But she was having none of it. What sort of woman do you think you married? She'd say. And the way she used to shake her head. Oh, I don't know the names of the old songs. I was never one for following the words. Maybe the odd chorus, once it had been round a few times. I'd join in under my breath in the kitchen. Sat there, polishing a bit of something till it was clean enough you could see your face in it. And just humming along. It's easier to miss her now, stuck inside like this. We had a great run, though. So we did. I can't complain. Not really. And you see what happens. The way this virus takes the breath from you. It's vicious. It's for the best she never had to see things like this. Anyway, like I said, it's just nice to have a little bit of music about the place. I'll stick at the fiddle. Keeps me spirits up. Keeps me busy. Passes the time. Till all this is sorted out.
This piece was recorded in May 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website, www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.